In Nigeria, a suicide car bomber attacked a Catholic church in the city of Jos on Sunday in the middle of Mass, killing at least 10 people. Jos and the surrounding Plateau State have been torn apart in recent years by violence and has been targeted by the Islamic terrorist group Boko Haram. The Archbishop of Jos, Ignatius Kaigama, told Alessandro Gisotti he is trying to help keep the people of the city calm.
The situation is, as of yesterday morning on Sunday, was pretty bad because innocent worshippers were attacked by a suicide bomber who wanted to cause maximum damage. But by the grace of God, he did not succeed because the gate stood on his way. He did not have access to drive right into the church. The mass was going on, and there was a large number of the faithful worshiping. So if he had succeeded, there would have been terrible casualties. So we are grateful to God that what was intended did not happen. But at the same time, we regret the loss of life and then the destruction of the church and a few other nearby buildings. People are terribly apprehensive and so worried that this insecurity seems to exist. 2 weeks ago, it was the Coptic church. Now it's the Catholic church. Some time ago, it was Madala in Minna Diocese. And nobody knows when, where, and how this will come up again. So we are depending on the government and the security agents to do what is humanly possible to ensure the activities of this group are crippled and that we can enjoy permanent peace.
And of course, one of the risks is a new tension between the Christian community and the Muslim community. And this is a risk, unfortunately, after these events.
Yes, certainly tension is bound to escalate, and then suspicion also is bound to escalate. The young people become very angry and very restive. Yesterday, it took our intervention to calm them down because they kept saying enough is enough. We have been attacked again and again, when we have done nothing wrong. So there's definitely tension, and I see that it is our duty as religious leaders to work hard to bring down the tension. Even though out of sentiments and out of anger, many people are saying enough is enough, we must do something. Our message is consistently that of the gospel, the effort to overcome evil with love, overcome evil with good, and then to allow God to take control of the situation, while at the same time asking government to do something urgently to bring this to a final conclusion.